I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. With an increase of cases of COVID-19, including the more contagious Delta variant, Sioux City Mayor Bob Scott urged the public to listen to medical experts.
I know there's always going to be people that have concerns about the vaccine, but for me, I've had that shot, both shots, and I had no ill effects whatsoever, and a lot of my family members have had it. We've also been affected by COVID in our family.
Also joining Scott during a news conference Wednesday in front of the Sioux City Public Museum, Executive Director of Siouxland District Health, Kevin Green.
Many times Siouxland has found ourselves in the leadership role amongst any initiatives across the state. At this point, we're lagging. So I'd like to encourage each and everyone out there listening to consider this vaccine.
Woodbury County trails the state of Iowa's vaccination rate of 47%, with a level of 40%. It's even half that number, 20%, for those ages 12 to 17, the demographic heading back to school soon. Local education leader Dr. Paul Gosman says Siouxlanders have always come together during difficult times to do the right thing.
COVID-19 is no exception. The only way to win the battle against COVID-19 is doing what we all can do together to decrease cases here in Siouxland and across the country. And as superintendent of the Sioux City Community School District, I, of course, like you, look forward to the day when we can resume our educational practices in the new normal without COVID as part of our daily language.
The Kind World Foundation's Cassie Thompson says the nonprofit has donated money to provide masks for school students in the past and is now offering an incentive for vaccinations for younger people. They can be eligible to win a $200 gift card.
With numbers starting to tick up in Woodbury County, we're very concerned about the safety of not only our children, but the community at large.
In the past 7 days, Woodbury County added 122 new cases with a positivity rate of 9%. Local health officials would like to see that number fall to 4% or below. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.